It's nice the authorities let us be in the same room again together. It's really nice.
It is. It's weird. It's a little frightening. I don't know. We could probably set fire to something, break something.
Listen, let's take it easy.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Let's ease back into it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show.
Happy post-MLK Day. Good for you taking it off yesterday, despite what the man said.
No, you will come to work.
That's not what happened. But okay.
Oh, I wasn't feeling very good. Feel great today.
What a quick change that was.
I've never done that ever in my life.
No, of course.
How are you, sir? What?
No, I don't think I have.
What? Oh, really?
No,
called in sick?
Called in sick when not sick? I don't think I have.
Oh, you can't. Well,
because it really bugs me.
Yeah, I don't to work, I guess. That's true.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, at school.
School, of course.
Time.
Of course.
Constantly. I was so good at it.
Yeah, same. Speaking of being sick, what to do when you're sick?
Oh, yeah. Like back in the day, you'd lie around and watch The Price is Right.
I'm still incredibly bored.
Really?
Yes.
That's the happiest day in the world, even though I'm sick. Just lying on the couch doing Zippo.
I can't take it.
Really?
No.
You know what? So, yeah, well, let's talk about that at some point.
Yeah, some way to entertain ourselves while we're at home.
Yeah.
I can watch TV for an episode and a half.
Right.
Episode and three quarters, pushing
right.
it.
Yeah. No binging for you.
No, I can't.
Huh.
I don't know.
So what did you do yesterday? Because you were actually kind of
sat around and said, "What the f am I supposed to do today?"
Wow, really?
Yes.
I would have been lying, going, "Oh, I feel terrible, but I'm so happy just to lay here."
No, I know. What's fun about laying there?
I don't know. You got to become very lazy. You got to throw away your work
ethic. That's not me. I can't do it.
I know.
It's not just work ethic. It's play ethic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really both. It's like I want to be able to do things that entertain me. A woman takes a selfie.
Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
I'll tell you that story in a second. Okay. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, really?
It's something I've never seen before, and I think we may never see again.
Wow. I think I found the very first selfie, too, and it was from like 1956 or
Is
something.
That right?
Yeah, this guy just sort of set a camera and had a board, so there was a board sticking at the camera, and
right.
he hit the zone. And like,
did he look hot?
Big time.
Did he post it? Did he get a lot of follows?
Squatting in a field. I don't know what he was up to.
I don't know if you have heard of Prince Andrew. Who's now, I believe, just Andrew.
Oh,
I'm not
right.
sure he's a prince anymore.
Yes.
He's the guy that was sort of maybe involved in the whole Jeffrey
allegedly
Epstein
a lot
thing.
Of pictures of him with
allegedly
a very young lady.
Allegedly,
mm-hmm.
It has come out that he now not only has stuffed animals.
Oh no!
But has sketched the positioning that he would like the animals placed. In his bed. Before he goes to bed.
Well, see, this is what you do when you've got, you know, you're a prince. You got servants to do whatever. You got all the time in the world. See, this is what you can start doing.
That would be
my
least favorite thing ever.
Sketch where you want your stuffed animals.
I would be the worst royal family member ever. Because I would never stay inside the walls of that.
Right.
Hellhole that they call the castle.
Oh man, that would suck. I honestly believe that.
And we have tickets to the LA Kings who take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight.
Nice.
At Crypto.com Arena, and the Lightning are the reigning Stanley Cup champs.
And that's sometime between now and 4, right?
That is correct.
For those tickets.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Also, the 22s, we're handing out tickets. No, I'm not. We're handing out t-shirts.
T-shirts.
Yeah, thank you. To bands with KLOS stamped all over. We got a bunch of Tom Petty shirts we've been handing out. And Kiss, sometime between now and 4, and tickets are... T-shirts from Metallica coming up as well.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In Canada, I guess this is a thing in Canada. It's not a thing here ever that I would think of.
Okay.
But in Canada, there are rivers that freeze solid.
Wow.
And lakes that freeze solid in the winter.
Wow.
It's so cold.
Right. Sure. Actually, that's true in Alaska as well. Because, my dad lived out in the middle of nowhere. And the only
was
way
he
out
by
there,
the law?
Let's not go into that part.
Okay.
But the only
that
way
was
out
just
there
a joke.
During the winter was by.
Wait, was he wanted by the law?
Hi, how you doing? What's going on? But the only way out there to that village by in the winter basically was by frozen river. Isn't that weird? So you follow the river to the little village.
Do you drive it? Is that how we finally got caught by the authorities?
They'd be on snowmobiles, and yeah, you could though. No, I don't know anything about that. What? I was not an accomplice.
Wow, stumbled right into something great. So this woman in Canada, let's go get back to her.
Right.
sees this freezing water and decides she's going to drive on it.
Oh, not a good idea.
Why not?
Oh, man.
This woman has not been named by authorities, plunged into the river, broke through the ice.
Of course.
With her car.
Right.
And her car started quickly sinking. Onlookers were like, oh, my God, what's happening? We need to go help this person.
Right, this freezing dumbbell.
The two residents used a kayak and a rope to eventually pull the driver from the car to safety.
See, now there's a difference. In Canada, they immediately rush in to help.
True.
Whereas we'd be standing around taking video and laughing. And, oh, you're stupid.
Funny you would bring that up, because the woman got out of her car as it was sinking into the ice water.
Right.
And stood on the roof of her car.
Right.
And was taking a selfie. Either video or a picture, I don't know yet.
Was she American?
She was holding her phone up and looking up at it, and the car is literally sinking down into the ice water.
Boy. We should hang with her.
Maybe she, yeah, right?
She sounds fun.
Maybe she had 2 feet, maybe 3 feet of water, like, of her car left.
Right.
When she was taking a selfie.
Wow.
Or video or whatever.
Wow, that is very 2022.
And everybody was like, wait, people in kayaks are going out to rescue her.
Yeah, to help her.
And she's standing on the roof of the car taking a selfie?
Have you got these pictures? I want to see one.
I have looked for them, and I haven't been able to find them. There is a picture, though, of her taking the picture.
Oh, okay.
Which I will post that.
Kevin and Slugger.
That is unlikely at best. If your car is sinking into the ice water, does it take a picture of myself in this instance even occur to you?
No, that's a terrifying situation.
Unless you're drunk, maybe you're not terrified.
Then you're right, exactly.
But still, are you thinking enough to get out of your car and
have been drunk to think you could drive on any frozen river like
that. There's a lot of drunk that could have been happening here.
I mean, there was like a Mythbusters episode where they showed you how to get out of a car once it hits the water and starts sinking.
Really?
Yeah, which I don't remember anything about, but I was very excited at the time.
Yeah, it's great.
He laughed,
and then he took a drink. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What is this picture you sent me?
Isn't that kind of weird when you get down to it?
Yes. What is it? It looks like a building.
Let's see, how tall is it?
It looks like a building that's, I don't know, 8-9 stories.
Well, if you were to, how tall would you say this is here?
What?
From your hand? Here? Yeah.
2 feet?
Two feet. That's how tall that Lego building is.
Oh, it's a Lego building.
Yes, made of Legos and windows and stuff.
Is this something you aspire to?
It's something that I do to shut my brain off. I get nice and toasty.
You made this?
Yes.
What?
A whole city full of them. You should post that.
What?
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Ow. Yeah, you know, we were talking about what you do when you're sick and you're at home or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the next hour.
Yeah.
I know. This is not
the sort of thing
I
do. Yeah. I have crates of Legos. Now, there's people who have a basement full of Legos, like a whole city.
Oh, yeah, let's point at people worse than you. Absolutely, that's the way to do it.
I'm never that dumb and ridiculous.
That's the way to do it. But you built...
That's right.
Did
I
you
get
build
to,
these three buildings?
Yes.
And why is the black one blue?
That one's actually lit. You can string lights through them. You can hook things up so that they light up.
When was the last time you worked on one of these?
It's probably about 4 or 5 years now. That's when I was over at another radio station.
Sure.
I had a little more time on my hands, but yeah, this is what I would love to do as soon as I retire in a couple of years. I expect
you won't be able to put these together.
Yeah, I know. The hands will be all shaky
at that point. But you collect Legos?
I do.
You have a big stockpile?
Massive. It's
really
huge. Yeah, people see it and like, whoa, that's a lot of Legos.
Do you buy
buddy.
It, or are you the guy everybody knows? Oh, when it's his birthday or Christmas, let's get Legos.
No, I always buy them. Yeah,
you always buy them.
I think I'm probably am wrong about this, but I figure I'm like maybe $2,000 in altogether now, maybe more. I don't know. But you know, here's the weird
thing. That's impressive.
I do.
How did you get the light on the building? How did you get the light to flash off of the window?
You just have so much other stuff lit up. That's actually another building that's lit up next.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
it's another building that's lit up. Of course,
another two-story.
It's another Lego building.
Building.
Of course.
But I just do them like I have them pictured in my head, and then I'll just build it, make it happen.
What do you mean you have pictured in your head? Sit around and go, I'm going to picture a building. Go.
Yeah. I want to build this. I want it to look like this. And then if I don't have enough bricks, I go online and buy them used. and stuff like that.
Do you not take pictures of, like, cool architecture? Do you like that?
Oh, brutal architecture is like the super weird, ultra-modern, crazy look.
Right.
I love that.
Hate it.
Yeah, I know. I can see
why. Hate it more.
And I like to do that, but these generally just sort of turn out like normal buildings. But they're all freehand. They all just like what I come to in my head. I can't do the kits. You know how some people can do the kits?
Yes, that's the only way to do things.
No.
You did this with your head?
That's impossible.
All right,
I can't
Rain Man.
Follow. Like,
yeah, Judge Wapner. Yeah, I got to get to Judge Wapner.
You know the IKEA, like you just follow step by step the little pictures,
yes.
And that's how Lego is. I can't do that. It
makes
no
me
one
insane. Can do IKEA.
What's the same? And it's, I hate it.
So you do this freehand?
Yeah. That's what I do when I'm sick. I'll just kind of pull myself into the other room and start building something.
Huh.
Something massive. Something
yeah, same. Or not. We're applauding.
It's sad, really.
We're clapping because we like it. We have tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Four tickets, but you have to be able to go tonight.
You got to be able to go tonight.
So don't call now to win these tickets. You're going to have to play a game, but to win these tickets, don't call now if you can't go to the game tonight.
Yeah.
They're playing the Tampa Bay Lightning, who won the Cup the last 2 years.
So that's going to be a hell of a game.
Tough,
are you going tonight?
I am not going
You're
tonight.
Wearing an LA Galaxy shirt.
The Galaxy is a different sport.
Yep, sure is.
Sluggo? Yep, that's soccer. No worries.
I knew that.
All right, but we're giving away tickets for the Kings. Right
yep.
now, 818-955-KLOS. We're going to ask you some questions, which I'm not going to tell you now because you can look them up.
Oh, right, yeah. Uh-oh.
So 818-955-KLOS. We'll start with caller 13, and we'll play a little game for tickets tonight. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show. We are giving away four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight.
Very cool.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Andy.
Andy, are you ready to play a game for some tickets to see the Kings tonight?
Yes, I am.
All right, you can go for sure tonight, though, right?
Yeah, I can go, right? I can go.
All right, take it easy. All right, so I'm gonna give you a real major penalty in the NHL and a fake one, and you just have to tell me which one's real.
Okay.
And then we take your name, if you get it right, and we throw it into a hopper, and people step all over it, and then it gets pulled out, and maybe you go.
It's a drawing.
It's crazy.
Not all of that happens.
Violent as hell.
Here is yours. One of these is a real NHL penalty. Butt grabbing, butt ending.
It's okay. Thank God I officiated your hockey for 20 years. But a real penalty.
Which one? Which one?
But anyway,
okay, good.
Penalty.
Okay.
Whew. Well, that was weird.
I
your
thought he
phone
was getting
cut
wrong.
Out. Perfect.
Yeah. Your phone cut out. I was like, he just said he. Yeah, no problem.
All right, Andy, hold on. Don't go away. We're going to put your name in the hopper. Dennis Hopper. We're going to put it inside of Dennis Hopper today.
KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Hello? Edmund.
What's your name? Edmund?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you a real penalty in the NHL and a fake one. You ready?
All right.
Overskating, charging.
Which of those is real?
Charging
is real.
All
yes.
right, Edmund, we're going to put
Thank
your
you.
Name in the Edmund Fitzgerald, which Bean would be happy
what
about.
What is wrong with you? KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin?
Unfortunately named Kevin. All right, do you know hockey?
I do.
All right.
And can you go to the game tonight?
I can.
All right,
Hell
so
yeah.
here are your two. Which one of these is a penalty in the NHL? Cross-skating, cross-checking.
Cross-checking.
Correct, yes.
You are now in the drawing. Don't wander off, Kevin.
3 for 3. No pressure on anyone else.
I know, geez.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Wyatt? Yeah.
All right, are you ready for your two?
Sure.
Spearing, poking.
Which of those is real? NHL penalty.
Spearing.
Spearing is real.
Wow, everybody
Nicely
knows
done.
It. I love it.
I like
Wyatt,
it.
Don't wander off. You might be going to the game tonight.
Why are you now talking like
know.
A cowboy?
I have right. no idea.
KLOS, who's this?
Chris,
do not be the only person to not get it right.
Yeah, that'd be embarrassing for you, Chris.
No pressure. Here you go. Here are your two. Blocking the view, interference.
Which of those is real?
Blocking the view, interference.
Blocking the view.
Is incorrect. I'm sorry, Chris.
Oh, Chris!
I'm sorry, Chris.
The agony of defeat.
But hang up on yourself because you're the only one that didn't get it.
All right,
so we're going to do a drawing here and come up with the name Edmund.
Edmund
is our winner. Edmund!
You're going to the game tonight!
Nice.
You can make it, right? We're just double checking.
Yeah.
It's tonight at Crypto.com Arena. It is 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. You can get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, or you can go with Edmund if you know him.
Yeah, Edmund. You're going to get a bunch of phone calls now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
So I had, I thought I was going to be sick over the weekend.
Yeah.
I felt a little under the weather, but not terrible.
And with good reason.
But I had hung out with a friend who had who tested positive for COVID.
This is so common now. This one is so easy to spread.
Yes.
Just look at someone funny and you give it to them.
Unfortunately, yeah, that happened. So then I had to wait a certain amount of time. Then I had to take a PCR test, which is the one that takes 24 to 48 hours.
Right, exactly.
Not the instant one.
And you didn't have it for the third time.
I didn't have it.
You've only had it.
Came back negative.
Twice.
About a half hour before the show.
Well, I was very happy to see. I was seriously, because I don't like being concerned for people. And I was like, oh, man, Kevin can't have it a third time.
No, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
That was my thinking. Like, come on, I've already done my time.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I have been both vaccinated and boosted.
Right.
So that must have helped, but I didn't end up getting it. But,
right. But you wouldn't have been terribly sick, at least, but you might have passed it on to everybody else.
Which I didn't want to do, so yeah. I was staying home.
Yeah.
But staying home is dull.
I just don't.
How do you enjoy that?
There's a lot of things you and I are on the same page with, and that ain't it. Man, I'm so happy to be home, do nothing.
I can't.
Lay around.
I can do that for a day.
I can do it for years.
And then after a day, it was like, so I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday, I couldn't come in because of that.
Right.
Because I hadn't gotten the test back
yet about
COVID.
And you were feeling a little bleh, so you thought maybe.
So I thought maybe, and you got to be safe. And
sure.
It's really, you know, this one is very contagious, so you just have to be careful.
Yep.
So I didn't come in yesterday, and I stayed at home, and it was okay.
What'd you do?
I watched some TV.
Right.
Wrote some.
Yeah.
A book I'm trying to finish. I'm writing that.
Oh, nice.
So
good.
I did some of that. But then I get bored.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have OCD? No, it's ADD? ADHD?
One of those numbers.
Yeah. Whatever letters you get bored quickly. Those are the ones that I think I have.
I think that's pretty common. Most people, I don't remember the last time I was bored. I just don't get bored. I mean, even if I don't have anything to do.
Who doesn't get bored?
I just don't. I'm just so happy to not have anything on my plate that when it happens, I'm just like totally fine.
For how long?
I could go forever. Like the last time when I left.
Like yesterday I was okay. Today I was bummed.
Right.
Until I got the results. Today I was like, what am I going to do with my time today? This sucks.
I had 6 months down. One time when I left New York and came back, and I did zilcho. I found stuff to do that I wanted to do, but I was never bored. And like the last job when we left that particular radio station, as it was crashing and burning.
Yes.
I had probably about 4 months on my hands then to do nothing.
I had a year to do nothing, and I was bored out of my mind. I was bored out of my mind. I need to do things.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to sporting events. I want to see things. I want to go. I want to travel. I want to do things.
Right. I just don't care. It's like, fine, I'm fine with it. I'll bust out my Legos.
Because you'll stay. But I don't have a hobby like that.
Right.
I don't have a hobby like Legos.
What could be your hobby? So what do people do with it?
So that's the
time?
Question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
When you're home and you're not feeling awful.
Right.
Because listen, when you feel awful, you just want to stay in bed. Okay, fine. I get that. But when you're feeling mostly better and you're feeling like, oh, well.
Yeah, maybe you broke something and you can't go into work because your leg is, you know, in a whatever.
Right.
One of those kind of things.
You still feel okay. Like today, I felt fine. Yesterday, I had a little bit of a headache, but that could have been from any number of things.
Right, right.
So.
All the blow
could have been from the night before, sure. No, but just so dull.
Yeah.
Just so dull. I didn't know whether to start cutting myself or what. I didn't know what the answer was, but. How do you entertain yourself?
Yeah.
Bean, my former partner, would watch TV all day. Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world. Watch TV all day. I can watch for an hour or two.
I can watch like a series on Hulu without any commercials and zip.
Maybe.
Through. Yeah.
But a series though? No.
No, you don't binge then.
Not really.
Oh, interesting.
For the most part, I don't.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Unless I'm really sick. If I'm really sick sometimes,
right.
It'll just be on,
right.
But I'm not really
paying
attention.
You'll do Arrested Development.
But when you don't feel that bad, but you're staying home.
Yeah, what do you do?
How dull is that? I was thrilled to come into work.
That's so weird.
I was thinking, oh, the rest of the day, I don't have anything to do. What a bummer.
I'd be like, woohoo!
So how do you fill up your time if you're like I am?
Yeah.
If you have one of those letter things, ADHD or whatever that is, where you get bored easily and you have to move from thing to thing to thing.
Right. What is it? What are those things?
Help. Yeah. ideas.
Yeah. Maybe give Kevin a brand new hobby.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
It's an Aerosmith 2 for Tuesday. Kind of cheating there with a Gary Clark cover of Come Together, which, of course, Aerosmith was a cover as well. So, hey, you know, let's cheat.
I'm confused by that whole thing.
Good.
I don't know what just happened.
That was the goal.
We are taking calls on what do you do with your sick time when you don't feel awful.
But you're
not happy just to be in bed.
Right. You're sort of wandering around the house.
Good enough that you're okay.
Right.
You're all right. But you probably, I thought maybe I had COVID, so I couldn't really go anywhere.
Right.
Until I got the test back. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? I was bored out of my mind. KLOS, hello.
Is that Kevin?
Hi there. Hi, yes.
What are you doing, man?
I'm at work. I'm enjoying myself.
Isn't that crazy? Doesn't that sound bananas? Do you like to be home and not working, sir?
No.
There you go.
Damn it.
How do you entertain yourself?
I can go anywhere. I can go to the bar. I can get a drink. I can take my bike on a ride.
If you're kind of sick and you have to be home, you can't go in. Like, what do you do then?
Well, then I'm screwed.
You're not wiped out, but you just feel bad enough that maybe you shouldn't go out.
Right.
So you spend the day indoors.
What do you do on those days?
I figure out like a project to do or something, or like I'm supposed to do this.
A project.
Oh yeah, fix things up around the house. Kevin, how are you in that sort of thing? Are you a handyman at all?
What's the opposite of a handyman?
Me.
Same here.
Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Shoot, a project around the house. I wish I was handy now.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I have a hobby.
Yes, what is it?
It's something I've done for more than 25 years.
All right, what is it? Are you going to make us guess?
No. It's 10th scale radio-controlled race cars.
Oh, that's bitchin'.
That sounds pretty cool.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, it's so trick, man. I'm doing on-road now.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
I did off-road stuff, you know. I mean, flying over jumps and stuff at the track up here in Camarillo.
That is something you can kind of do when you're sick, too. It doesn't,
and you're not around a lot of people?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's pretty cool. Thanks for calling, man.
I like
818-955-KLOS. What do you get up to when you really can't leave the house?
We're talking about how do you entertain yourself at home when you're not feeling that sick?
What did you do as a kid? Like, I'd lay around and watch that. I did like watching Joker's Wild and, you know, all those game shows.
I never was a TV watcher. When I was a kid, I grew up in Phoenix. It was sunny always.
Yeah.
So I would go outside at 7 a.m. and come back at 9 p.m.
No, but if you were sick, you had to kind of stay home. How did you amuse yourself?
I think
yourself?
I would still sneak out and go play.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Go break windows and throw rocks at some kid next door.
Probably throwing rocks. I'm not positive. But I get bored really quickly. So that is the topic. How exactly do you entertain yourself if you're sick, but sick enough to not go to work, but not sick enough that you feel all that bad?
Right.
Not how do you entertain yourself?
Hey, Kevin, how's it going, man? I got something for you to do while you're hanging out.
Yeah, because I get super bored.
Oh, I do too, but man, I just throw on an Xbox and I can either go Call of Duty or Fortnite and be gone for hours.
Man, I can't do Fortnite anymore, but Call of Duty I probably could.
How are you at Fortnite? You're a killer. I bet you're fairly good at it.
I always come in second. There's always someone who can build a castle.
I'm not a great builder. I'm not handy.
But I guess I could do it for sure.
You would.
Yeah, I guess I would be pretty good.
You would be great.
I was kind of figured I would be. I think I would like
it.
I think I like it too much. Yeah, thanks for calling, man. Yeah, games. You're not into video games.
Somewhat.
What do you play?
Call of Duty is probably my
favorite. Oh, really?
Sorry, we're having a conversation. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, about that.
Yeah, what do you do with your downtime when you can't leave the house?
I make candles and soap.
Oh, that's nice.
You make what?
Candles and soap.
You make candles?
I sent Marcy a really nice candle a few weeks ago. I could send you guys one, too.
Huh. And that's your free time, or is that your job?
No, it's my free time when I can't work or our downtime. I mean, it's my hobby, but
I don't see myself making candles.
Soap, maybe. I can see you making soap. I don't know.
Are you kidding me? It's big business. Everybody thinks, I'm a chef, but everybody thinks they're a chef or candle or soap.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That's cool. Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks. So are you going to start making soap and candles, Kevin?
You know I am.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Ray.
Ray, what do you do with your downtime when you can't leave the house?
I'm sitting at home taking bong ribs.
I'm sorry, sitting at home
what?
I said I sit at home and I take bong ribs and watch TV.
Yeah!
I was missing the bong rips. That's what I was missing.
Yeah. Did you have any edibles while you were hanging yesterday?
I did not. No.
Kevin!
I usually do, especially for sleep.
Sure. For the hell of it.
Wow, that's...
Right on, dude. All right, we're coming over for some bong rips about half an hour. We'll see you then, all right?
All right. It's 420, man.
Somewhere. 818-955-KLOS. Ray has passed out. He does not.
We're going to be banging on his door because he promises bong rips, man. Free weed.
That's true.
I'm going to head over there, man.
This is a weird story out of Maui. Discovery of mysterious substance oozing from the ground in Maui.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Draws concern.
I guess it would.
I don't love the words mysterious substance oozing.
Especially oozing.
The third word is the troubling one.
Yeah, those three. I mean, it'd be worse if it was on your body, I guess. But I love Maui. Don't mess up Maui.
Listen, it's environmentalists are demanding answers, of course. But they say it's a tar-like substance, and then they just move past it as if we aren't still troubled by that. It's an old, old sugar mill that had been there for 150 years or something like that, and it hasn't been in action for 40 years. Or
I mean, I was going to say, you know, that, I mean, being a volcanic island and there's so much activity out there, but this is something man-made, apparently, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's neat.
So the neighbors are saying, yeah, well, we think that they use substances that maybe wouldn't be allowed now.
Sure.
Then,
oh, yeah, right.
To make sugar.
Sure.
But no one's saying, hey, let's identify the mysterious substance that's oozing.
Right.
They're all saying, let's clean it up. Let's move on. And I'm like,
what is it?
Let's figure out what it is first.
Yeah, you and me go in with a shovel. You're going to tell me what it is I'm shoveling.
Right.
You know?
I am not cleaning anything up that I don't know what it is.
No.
I need to know exactly what is the ooze.
Yeah. Kevin, I banish thee.
What?
You're banished.
What?
Get out!
What?
You're banished!
What
you ever been
about?
Banished from anything?
I've been thrown out of things and asked not to come back.
Yeah.
I was thrown out of the Grammys and asked not to come back.
But were they tell you could no longer be called Your Royal Highness?
No, I never had that title.
No?
No, I never had that title.
Oh, that's sad.
No. Prince Andrew is the one that Sligo is referring to.
And he's effectively banished.
Because he's facing a civil sexual assault lawsuit from a woman who alleges she was trafficked to have sex with him by his friend Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
Now, there are pictures of them together.
True.
None of this has been proven. It's all alleged. He's denying it. But
it came down after the guilty
of Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the woman who was his
arranging everything.
Yeah, arranging everything.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And so there are plenty of stories about him being involved in it. And so they took away his Royal Highness. You can't call him that anymore.
That's right.
Prince Andrew.
Yeah, and he doesn't have any of his office. There's actually a picture of him right there with her.
Yeah.
With the girl and with, what's her
name? With the girl that's suing and with Ghislaine. Yes.
So
yeah, that story is insane.
Yes.
If you haven't seen the documentary on that on Netflix, fascinating.
Yeah.
The crazy wealth and the whole other world that they live in.
Right.
It's a whole other, everything is different.
Can't even imagine.
It's just insane.
He's the Duke of York.
Yes.
This is old York. There's New York City.
Right.
And then there's that guy who is the Duke of York.
Right.
And that's an awesome place.
And he always, every time I saw the pictures of him, he looked like a loser.
He does look a little pasty and boring.
Look, there's nothing wrong with pasty, first of all. Pasty can
Those
be sexy.
Those of us who are pasty feel that we are very sexy.
Pasty can be sexy. So this story doesn't help a lot.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew had a drawing of where exactly to put cuddly toys on bed.
I'm sorry, could you, what? What's that now?
Prince Andrew had a collection of teddy bears and cuddly toys.
Really?
As they're called.
Huh. Well, I don't have a problem with that, I guess. We were just talking about me playing with Legos.
Right,
so.
Different. I think different.
Yeah, you can't really build anything out of Let's find some way to call him pasty.
Okay, so now he's pasty and he's got
stuffed animals
as an adult.
But he was like giving directions as to where to put him on his bed?
Is there anything wrong with having stuffed animals as an adult?
Ah, Good question.
That's question one.
Me, no, I would say no. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't think I want to hang with you. Probably, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I think I'm not going to want to hang with you as well.
How many is a collection? Like, I have a few friends who have like three or four.
I have more details to get to that will answer some.
Okay, good.
Yes. And then we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have, as an adult,
a lot of stuffed animals.
So supposedly Prince Andrew had a hand drawing of exactly where his maids needed to position his stuffed animals on his bed and would scream and shout if they weren't in the right order.
Really?
He drew up an exact sketch of how his collection of teddy bears and cuddly toys should be arranged on his bed every night. He laminated it. And not with lamination. He laminated it and put it on the wall. That was a masturbation joke. And another guy had come out and said it had about 50 or 60 stuffed toys.
Wow.
Positioned on the bed. And basically there was a card that they showed in the drawer that was a picture of these bears all in the right place. And so he would get out of bed.
Right.
And go do whatever it is he did.
Yeah, what does the prince do?
Don't know.
Order people around, apparently.
And then the maids would come in, and they would make his bed, and they would have to reposition 50 or 60 stuffed animals.
Oh, we got to clean the sheets again, and it looks like this bear is going to need go in the wash machine.
Somebody, can we find another bear just like this one, and maybe he won't notice?
Oh, man, that's having way too much time on it. We were discussing what to do with too much time on your head. Would you ever collect stuffed animals?
No.
And arrange them just so.
No. I think those are two different things, though.
Yeah.
I think holding on to stuffed animals as an adult is one question.
Sure.
And perhaps there are some situations where it makes sense.
Right.
Not to me, but maybe for you.
Right.
At 818-955-KLOS.
Right.
But then the positioning seems like a whole... That's a whole different...
I don't care. How do you tell someone... I don't care what your handle is,
scream
your title.
And shout.
Wow. About that.
Yeah, he would... His veins in his neck would pop out because he was so angry because one of his teddy bears was out of place.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on.
That about?
What's happening?
I thought I was a spoiled brat.
So
and I am, but wow.
818-955-KLOS if you still have stuffed animals.
Right.
Is that appropriate for an adult?
All right. That's a fair question, I think.
In some cases, yes.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Do you scream and shout if they're out of place? We're going to have to be judgmental.
Do you have 60? That might be too many.
818-955-KLOS. We were talking about Prince Andrew, who apparently has a bunch of stuffed animals as an adult, and had a drawing of where exactly for his staff to put his cuddly toys on his bed, and when they wouldn't be arranged properly, he would scream and shout. Now, there's a lot of issues there.
No kidding.
But the one we're focusing on is you have stuffed animals as an adult?
Yeah, and is that okay? I think it's kind of okay. I don't have
a problem
with it.
Shelly from Long Beach. Kevin and Slugger, how are you?
We are good, Shelly. How are you?
Good, thank you. Long time fan of him.
Thank you. You have stuffed animals?
I have a few stuffed animals.
How many is a few?
Four.
Okay.
That's 46 less than Prince Andrew.
Now give us their names and what they are, please.
Yeah.
Zippy, who I've had since I was a baby. Oh. He's a monkey. And I've had him forever.
Okay.
And then Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. And then I have a little turtle, and its name is Shelly because she moves slow.
I mean, that's five. Don't they all move slow?
No, the monkey doesn't.
They're stuffed animals.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I love that you had one since you were a kid. I had one for a very long time and kind of wish I still had it, but I got rid of it when I was 12.
I think that's understandable if there's some trauma. But here's the thing. Right. Do you travel with them?
When I went to resident camp as early 20-something, yes, Zippy would come to camp with me, and then they stole Zippy and gave me ransom notes all week.
Oh! That sounds very much like something Kevin and I would
do. I'm sorry, but I'm on their side. That's hilarious.
And you're supposed to take them when you're 20. You know, that's fine. As a girl,
nope,
you take them
there. Nope,
it's
not fine, but
I think it's
listen,
wonderful.
It's great.
Yes.
Well, and they had a funeral at the end of camp for Zippy, and I was really fun.
Did you ever get Zippy back?
Yes, I did get Zippy back, and it was actually my cousin who stole him.
Oh, that dude.
Your cousin did the right thing.
We'll go pay him a visit tonight. I mean, well, I will, I guess. Kevin won't. I'm going to slap him on the back. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your stuffed animal collection as an adult.
We started talking this hour about Prince Andrew.
Yep.
Who has about 50 stuffed animals and cuddly toys, as they're called in the article.
And they must be placed just so, or the maid might lose her head.
Correct.
He might actually have her chopped off.
He had hand-sketched, as an adult, where he wanted all of them.
And laminated that card so the maids would be able
laminated
to see
in air quotes. Where it goes. Yes, exactly. So we're taking calls from adults who have stuffed animals. KLOS, hello.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. You have a stuffed animal?
Well, for my niece, Brianna, for her 7th birthday, I got her Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Right.
And did you steal it back from her?
I mean, do you still have
it? No, man. She would have thrown a tantrum, you know.
Okay, no, but we're talking about you have a stuffed animal as an adult.
Me, no.
Oh, dude.
Okay.
Would you like to start a collection? We can sell you a nice collection.
I would like to, but they were all stolen, you know.
Well, we didn't take them, that's for sure. We're not trying to sell them back to you. Don't worry about that, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bye.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you had a stuffed animal as an adult?
I do have a couple, but they are based on like a special event that occurred. I have Tasmanian devils, one in 8th grade and one in 12th grade that I still keep.
Why?
Well, because, you know, when I graduated, that's what people had given me for my graduation.
Okay.
I do have my brother. He has one since he was born. My grandmother gave him one stuffed bear. So he still has it. He's 32 right now. So.
Have you ever stolen it?
No.
Can you steal it tonight?
Like yeah. Steal it tonight and send it to us, and we'll do something with it.
No.
Come on!
We'll pay you $100.
Yeah, $100.
Steal it from him. Come on!
It has sentimental value. You can't pay
that's okay.
It. Right, so he'll pay.
Yeah. We'll give you $100, and then we'll get $1,000 out of him. What do you think?
No.
Right.
You're no fun.
But thanks for calling anyway. Damn it. Either we had a good
racket going.
818-955-KLOS, tell us about your stuffed animal collection as an adult.
Talking about people who, as adults, have stuffed animals.
Yep.
KLOS, who's this?
Yes, this is Amy from Highland. I have roughly around 150 stuffed animals.
Woo! Okay, Amy, I'm sorry. I thought you said 150.
That's correct.
Wow, you blow Prince Andrew the hell out of the water.
I don't know. You had 50.
Yeah, screw
all right.
That guy.
So, this is a collection thing for you.
Are you a Duke of York?
It is. Yeah, it's a collection thing. About 65 of them are Disney Pluto stuffed animals alone.
Okay, I can see that because a lot of people have Disney collections.
True, very true.
What else do you have?
Yeah.
About 30 of them are Tasmanian devils.
Okay,
that's
a popular
weird
one.
Do they ever fight? Do they get into like big arguments with each other?
Well, if they did, Taz would rip Pluto to pieces.
Sure.
Do you speak with any of them? You have conversations with?
No, I do not.
Oh,
no.
Would you like to start? We can maybe help you down that path.
I don't know about that. So my husband is tired of seeing all stuffed animals everywhere in the bedroom. Oh. And
you have 150. It's hard to blame him.
Are they not regulated to one or two particular rooms, or are they just sort of everywhere over the house, throughout the house?
No, they are strictly in the master bedroom and nowhere else. Mm. He won't let them anywhere else in the house.
I gotta say, it would be a little hard, difficult to...
I'm glad you changed that word.
Yeah. Perform marital duties with all of those staring at you, wouldn't it? I mean, maybe that's interesting to me in a weird way.
Our own little private audience.
I mean, look.
I heartily approve of this.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah. Stamp of approval. Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks. That was interesting.
Wow. KLOS, hello.
KLOS, how you doing? Good morning. First time caller, first time listener.
Good morning. We're good.
Good morning.
Yeah, hopefully you're last if you're wise. This will be the last time you listen.
So you have a stuffed animal or more?
I have a few, yes.
Okay, what do you have?
I sleep with a 36-inch panda bear.
Scares me that you know the inches. Go ahead. What's his name?
I gift my grandmother and I gift each other stuffed animals every year.
So okay.
Oh, okay.
A collection of little teddy bears and little Valentine's Day themed ones.
All right. So everybody that's listening that gets given a hard time because you have stuffed animals as an adult, Say that you and your grandparents give them back and forth to each other, and it'll cover you for life. That's
a very good idea, Kevin.
Because I have no issue with you now if it involves your grandma.
Right. How do you call that out?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nice. It's a manly thing.
Be nice to grandma. Absolutely.
In your case, it is a manly thing. Well done.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. You have a stuffed animal?
I have lots of stuffed animals.
How many? How many would you guess?
At least 200.
Woo! 200?
Wow.
This has become a collection thing for you, I hope?
Yes, very much.
Which is your favorite? What's your favorite?
He is a big wolf that my husband gave me when we started dating, and I brought him home to spend the night with me when we didn't live together.
So the wolf has been walked with you long before the other wolf showed up permanently.
Indeed.
What is the wolf's name?
His name's just Big Wolf.
Big Wolf.
Big Wolf.
Easy name.
Okay.
Right on. Well, the rest of the day is dedicated to Big Wolf on KLOS. Couple on a roll from Nirvana on a 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Talk to me, teacher. What the hell did we learn today?
If you drive your car under a frozen river and the ice cracks and your car starts to sink, what do you do?
Run for your life.
You jump on the roof of the car and you take a selfie. That's what we learned today.
Oh, and there's a picture of it even posted at Kevin and Sluggo.
That is correct. Also, Prince Andrew of the royal family supposedly had over 50 stuffed animals. And as an adult, drew a sketch of exactly where he wanted them positioned on his bed.
And if the maids failed, there would be hell to pay.
He would scream at them if every single stuffed animal was not in the right position.
So if you've been thinking maybe you've been a baby or an infantile, clearly you're not the Duke of York.
No, but you're close.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Dude, I don't give a about your costumes. Okay. I mean, your contest.
Right.
I just want to talk to you guys.
Okay. Oh, you did. And thank you. We love you to pieces.
Mission accomplished. You're very nice. Bye.
As Don Draper could tell you, it was on this day in rock in 1971 when the McCann Erickson Advertising Agency took a meeting with the New Seekers about a Coca-Cola commercial called I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. It was on this day in rock in 1973 when the Rolling Stones raised $400,000 in 1973 money to help benefit the victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua, where Mick Jagger's wife, Bianca, was from. It was on this day in rock in 2016 when we lost Glenn Frey at the age of 67.